Chapter 2. Cincinnati, Ohio, Wednesday, August 12th, 11:30 p.m. She was clacking again and humming, really, really off-key. But Decker didn't mind. The sounds she made were real. He wanted the real. He kept clawing to get to the real. But the dark kept pulling him back, and he was so damn tired of fighting. But she was clacking and humming, so he held on to that. What was the song? He knew that he knew it. Even as off-key as she hummed, he knew it. The name of the song hovered in front of him, too far away to grab. And then, words. She was singing. How I wish you were here. Ah, Pink Floyd. Still really off-key, and so damn sad. Why is she sad? He needed to know, but he couldn't ask. Couldn't make his body move. A surge of fury pulsed through him, but it fizzled quickly. Just not enough energy to fuel the mad. Then the clacking stopped, the singing stopped, her voice breaking as she sang about the two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl. He panicked when he heard the rustle of her movement. Don't go. Please don't go. Touch me again. Please. That had felt so nice, and he'd wanted to tell her so. It had been so long since anyone had touched him like that. A wet sound found its way into the dark, followed by her ragged sigh. She was crying. Don't cry, please. He relaxed when the clacking began again. She was still sniffling, but at least she wasn't leaving. Fucking Pandora, she muttered. Throw me sad songs. Make me cry like a damn baby. Like I need that today. What I need is some happy. The clacking paused. Hey, Griff, you want some happy too? Maybe it'll help you wake the hell up and tell me what I'm looking for. Music flowed faintly, and he wanted to get closer, to curl into it. He could barely hear. There was a slight pressure on.